Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mahoney. Do you have your member ID card?
Yep, I have it right here in the FEP Blue app. See?
Great.
It's awesome. The app can also help me find a provider and keep tabs on my deductibles.
Okay, can I...
Oh, yeah, and my out-of-pocket spending and visit limits, and I can call the nurse line.
I'm really glad it does all that, but I only need to see your member ID card.
Oh, that's it? Why didn't you say so?
Fearless is just one tap away. With the new FEP Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you can access your health benefits on the go. Download it now at fepblue.org/app.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily podcast on the Detroit Lions, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, let's plate this dish on a Thursday into Friday, September 8th, 2016. Matt Derry with you, another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Locked On Lions for today is brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets and use the promo code LOLIONS to get $20 off your first purchase at SeatGeek.com. What's going on, everybody? Matt Derry with you. We're getting closer to game day Sunday. Lions and Colts in Indy, a 425 start. And oh boy, somebody nationally is picking the Lions to go to the playoffs. You heard me. Somebody nationally is picking your Detroit Lions to go to the postseason. We'll get into it. Also, we'll preview the game Sunday against the Colts. Have to do that. But you're listening on audioboom.com, which we appreciate. You're listening on iTunes. Thank you very much for doing that. Give us a nice 5-star rating if you like the podcast. If you haven't subscribed yet and you're just finding us, subscribe. You'll get the podcast each and every day right here on Locked On Lions. So we'll get into the injury stuff and the game on Sunday. But I do want to start with Marshall Faulk, who was on the NFL Network earlier yesterday. And Marshall Faulk, of course, the former St. Louis Ram, the Hall of Famer, everything else. And they were going over playoff turnover and which teams they believe, the analysts, Michael Irvin, Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, and Steve Mariucci, they were going over on NFL Game Day preview episode which teams they believe will get in and which teams they think will be out. And Marshall Faulk says in the NFC, the Redskins will be out, and the Lions will be in. Yes, Marshall Faulk, former Rams, says the Lions will be in. His quote, it's their time. Calvin Johnson, as great of a receiver as he is, Matthew Stafford got stuck on him. And now you throw Marvin Jones in there, boy. Golden Tate, they've got options. Amir Abdullah in the back. Anquan Boldin, listen, wherever Anquan goes, the receiver room, they play up. Because he demands it. Marshall Faulk says the Lions are going to the playoffs. Now, it got me to thinking, and certainly if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that my expectations are not very high for the season, but I do believe this organization is on the right track. I think Bob Quinn, the general manager, has done a nice job so far. I think the maestro will take a look at this roster and really take this season to see what he has and evaluate and dump some of the guys, which he's already started doing, but dump more of the guys that Martin Mayhew brought in. I believe this offensive line is not good enough and needs to be better. And in order for this team to win games, run the football, control the line of scrimmage, the offensive line must improve. I am terrified at a rookie left tackle. I think Taylor Decker will be a solid player. But a rookie left tackle, a second-year left guard in Lakin Tomlinson, who hasn't shown me much, and a center spot that could be wide open once Graham Glasgow is healthy, and he practiced again today. I'm not a huge fan of what this line brings to the table, but with some depth added, with some guys brought in, with Joe Dahl drafted, three offensive linemen drafted this year, and some time, I think the unit can actually get better. But as of right now, I'd be terrified to put my neck on the line and say this is a playoff team. Now, with that being said, last season, of course, two teams from the division, the Vikings at 11-5 and the Packers at 10-6, made the playoffs. Since then, I'm not sold on Green Bay's defense and what they've done in the offseason. They just had to release Josh Sitton for pretty much cap purposes and money. And the Vikings are without Teddy Bridgewater. So I don't think either team, Green Bay or Minnesota, are world beaters by any stretch of the imagination. But to put the Lions in the category of a Carolina, an Arizona, a Seattle, All right? I'm not ready to do that. But, of course, in the NFC, you have six teams that make the playoffs. You have the four division winners. Last year it was in the NFC South Carolina, the NFC West Arizona, the NFC North the Vikings, and the NFC East the Redskins, and then the two wildcard teams, Green Bay and Seattle. Certainly Arizona and Seattle look like on paper to be playoff teams. The rest of the NFC, who knows? A lot of people are picking Tampa Bay to make a run here with Jameis Winston, a year under his belt. A lot of people feel like if Dallas can get Tony Romo back earlier than expected, the Cowboys could be in the mix. But what's interesting about this pick is if you really peel the onion back and you really take a look at what Marshall Faulk is saying, it's not a 0% chance. I'm not picking the Lions to make the playoffs. All right? I'm well aware of the history of this organization. I know how difficult it is for this club to get over the hump. But I look at the NFC and go, yeah, certainly at the top, Arizona, a lot of people picking to win the Super Bowl. Carolina, Seattle, those look like heavyweight teams. NFC East, wide open, right? Do you expect two teams in the NFC East, a champion and a wild card? I don't. I think Washington was very good last year. They'll be pretty good again this year, and they're confident in Kirk Cousins, who just got paid and everything else. But is it that much out of the realm of possibility to say that there's a chance that the Lions could sneak in as a wild card this year? I'm not going to close the door completely. I'm not going to predict it. I think there are too many holes here, and there's not enough depth. And you have to question the head coach. You have to say, is Jim Caldwell going to take this team to the postseason this year, a team that not many people nationally feel is that good? Is there talent here? You bet there is. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. I know you're in your car right now going, you know what, Matt? It's not like this team doesn't have players. You know, Matthew Stafford is deemed a very good quarterback by some and a good quarterback by most. You know, the running game, running backs, at least there's a lot of material there. Can there be holes for them? You know, the receiving core is stacked. We like what we've seen from Marvin Jones. I have. And Golden Tate and Anquan Boldin. All right, and defensively, you've got studs, at least one at each position. Ziggy Ansah, DeAndre Levy if healthy, and Darius Slay. Kicking game's going to be a factor. Can this team finally find a couple of return men like Dwayne Washington, Amir Abdullah? Maybe, just maybe, special teams can be this team's calling card, and they can get good field position so Stafford doesn't have to throw the ball thousands of times and take the Lions on a 90-yard drive. But, you know, you look at last year. St. Louis Rams finished ahead of the Lions, 7-9. Same record, but of course they beat them head-to-head. The Rams are a chic pick, but who's their quarterback? You know, where are they going with Case Keenum? Atlanta Falcons, every year they seem to be 8-8 and seem to be in the mix. Philadelphia will take steps back. New Orleans, do they ever stop anybody? The New York Giants, I think the Lions are a better team than the Chicago Bears. Are the Chicago Bears going to be better than the Lions and put the Lions in a position where, you know, maybe they'd finish last place? While we sit here and say and laugh and say, oh, Marshall Faulk, he's crazy. What's he doing? I'm not ready to close the book on it and say there's no chance the Lions make the playoffs. By the way, check out the podcast, Locked on Fantasy with Vinny Iyer and Locked on NFL with Matt Williamson. Those guys do a great job. It's all right there for you on audioboom.com and on iTunes on the Locked On Podcast Network. All right, so Marshall Faulk is picking the Lions to make the playoffs. I'm not ready to laugh at him and say it's the single worst prediction of all time based on the fact that the NFC, as I said before, is pretty top-heavy, but then it's wide open. Lions with a pretty bad team last year and a disappointing team, even went into Green Bay and knocked off the Packers. Now, you could make the argument, well, that wasn't a very good Packer team, and the Packer offense at the time wasn't clicking, and Jordy Nelson was out, and Eddie Lacy was fat, and the Packers should be better this year. Green Bay, of course, is a better team than the Lions. But six teams make the playoffs out of the NFC. If Tony Romo were healthy, you know, I'd probably say Dallas was such a lock, and then Washington, who's better than the Lions, would be the wild card. But with Romo hurt and Bridgewater hurt, these are all things that help the Lions. But the Lions have to keep Matt Stafford upright and healthy. That's one thing that they have to do. And we'll see if that is something that takes place this season. By the way, we got to welcome some friends into the mix here on Locked On Lions, and it's our friends at FanDuel.com. Finally, opening week of the NFL regular season is here, and that means, folks, FanDuel is back. Fantasy football for everyday fans. It's so awesome, so fun. Talked about it a lot when I was at 105.1. New contests that start every week. No busted seasons. You just pick a contest, choose your team, and watch your score in real time at FanDuel. Get even more contest variety. Try beginner contests for new players only. Settle a score with a friend in a head-to-head contest. Try a 50-50 contest where the top half win cash. You can play in larger tournaments, play for a dollar, choices for every budget. It's all there for you at FanDuel. Have all the fantasy football has to offer, FanDuel, and be sports rich, all right? It's great. I remember doing FanDuel last year. So much fun. On a Sunday morning, you can do just the 1 o'clock games. You're not going to be around for the 4 o'clock games. You pick your quarterback, your running back, your wide receiver, and you're in a 1 o'clock game. Heck, if you're not home in time on a Sunday or you're out doing something, you can play the 4 o'clock games too. All right? It's going to be awesome. Try FanDuel now. Get up to $50 in free entries. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contests. All right? Valued up to $50. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use my promo code LOLIONS. That's LOLIONS. That's FanDuel.com, promo code LOLIONS, void where prohibited. All right, so this matchup on Sunday. We found out today, Ryan Grigson, the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, went public and said Andrew Luck is fine, his knee is a little bit sore, his shoulder's a little bit sore, but there's no way that this guy is not going to be playing Sunday when the Colts, who were 8-8 a year ago, host the Lions at Ford Field. All right? Many of the experts, and I looked at ESPN.com today, last year, 17 of 48 ESPN experts picked Indianapolis to reach the Super Bowl. All right? This year, just 1 of 42 even has Indy going to the playoffs. This is not the same old Colts, SOC, in terms of being a contender, being a team that is going to run away with the AFC South again like they seemingly do every year. That is not the case. Mm. And the more I look at the Lions and the matchup with the Colts, I'm going to go out on a limb right now. All right, I'm going to do it. I think the Lions are going to win on Sunday. I think the Lions are going to win on Sunday. I think they are going to have big games from their receiving core, from Ebron, and from Theo Riddick. I think they're going to give up some points, but I think they're going to win this football game 34-24. I think the Lions are going to put up a lot of points. I think Matt Stafford is going to be untouched for most of the game. And I know what you're saying. This offensive line, I'm not saying that I think this offensive line is going to do a great job run blocking, because they really haven't in 20-some-odd years. Okay? But I believe, I really do, that the Lions are going to win. I think Stafford's going to have a big day. And I think the Colts, with what they have defensively and how they're playing and their linebacking core and how banged up it is, C.O. Moore is hurt. We talked about Vontae Davis being hurt. Aging cornerbacks and young cornerbacks behind him. Darius Butler maybe having to play outside and not in the slot. Matt Dainley on Locked On Colts, to check him out, told us that a couple of days ago. I think the Lions are going to win on Sunday. I think one of the strengths of the Lions is to spread the football around to other people, use guys in the slot, out of the backfield, whether it's Riddick and Abdullah, and that is where the Colts are weak. And also the Colts are weak up front on their offensive line. And that's a major concern for them, especially with Jack Muhort hurt, their left guard, and a rookie center, and Joe Wright, so they've been moving around for the last couple of years playing right tackle, and Anthony Costanzo, who has his moments of struggling, having to go up against Ziggy Ansah. I think the Lions have a strength, and that is spreading the football around against a Colts weakness. I think the Lions have a strength getting to the quarterback with Devin Taylor and with Ziggy and others. And that's where I think the Colts are weak, and that is one spot they're definitely weak, and that is on their offensive line. So I'll go out on a limb, all right? I'm not telling you the Lions are going to win 10 games. I'm not telling you it's a Super Bowl contender, but I think this is a good matchup for Detroit. I think they're catching the Colts at the right time with all of the injuries that they have, up front, the troubles that they have on both sides of the ball, and with suspensions And with injuries, especially Vontae Davis, you're looking at a very, very shaky Indianapolis team. I mean, Mike Adams is their best defensive back. This is a guy that was, you know, let go by the Browns a few years ago. They've got a rookie free safety. I like this matchup for the Lions. I do. They got to keep Stafford upright. I'm not telling you that I think they're going to run the ball down their throats, but I believe the Lions are going to have some success, especially offensively, against this Indianapolis defense. So, sure. All right. Put me through the ringer if the Colts blow them out and Andrew Luck throws for 400 yards and the Lions can't stop him and they can't stop T.Y. Hilton. But I think the Lions are going to win on Sunday. I do. I think they're catching the Colts at the right time. If Vontae Davis was out there and Arthur Jones was out there and Mewhort was playing, I think it would be a different story. I truly believe that. But I think right now, with the way Indianapolis is so banged up, and without so many guys, man, I think the Lions are going to win. I do think they're going to win. Hey, football's back. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. Check them out online at SeatGeek.com. They've got the best deals on every ticket in the house. Wherever you want to sit, whether that's the 50-yard line, club seats, upper level, whatever, right? I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone. It's by far the easiest way I found to shop for tickets. There's a lot of other vendors out there, but SeatGeek is great. Their app is awesome. It's clear. You can see everything, and it pumps you up, too. They tell you where the seats are. Great pictures on the app. It's awesome. Best of all, for my listeners, you get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. It's simple. To get your $20 off your first order, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click on add a promo code, all right? Then the promo code will be there. You can enter it, and enter the promo code LO Lions, all right? Enter the promo code LO Lions, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. You're looking for Tiger tickets, Lions tickets, whatever. Check it out. Michigan State, you can get them at the SeatGeek app. Download it today and enter promo code LO Lions today. All right, so I've gone out on a limb, and I've said that there's a chance the Lions make the playoffs, and I don't fully think Marshall Faulk is insane, and I'm picking the Lions to win. What is the matter with me? I know what many of you are saying. Is Derry out of his mind? What am I listening to? I'm just telling you what I see. I don't think this team is as bad as everybody says, and I think this matchup on Sunday is a good one against Indianapolis. So take it for what it's worth, but we reconvene on Sunday. I think there's a good chance we'll be talking about a 1-0 football team. And the Lions are healthy. Golden Tate was back at practice today. Eric Ebron practiced again. I mentioned Glasgow. They're healthy going into this game. Week 1, Sunday, 4:25 against the Colts. That'll do it for another installment, Thursday into Friday, September 8 into 9 of Locked on Lions. My name is Matt Derry. Don't forget, check out Locked on Pistons with Dan Feldman for all you Pistons fans out there. Check us out on FanRagSports.com, today'spigskin.com. We'll talk again after Sunday's, as I predicted, Lions victory.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.